thing that rocks.
Yeah, dude.
Good morning. Wasn't even the right one. I just felt like saying, yeah, dude.
Is that Steve-O and King of the Hill?
That's weird. Today, partly cloudy, chance for rain and thunder in the afternoon and evening. High of 78 tonight, cloudy, rain likely. It's not going to rain. I don't think it's going to. Low of 62. Thursday, cloudy, chance for rain in the morning. High of 66. Friday, partly cloudy, high of 78.
I hope it doesn't rain.
I hope it doesn't either.
I got golf leagues tonight. I got to go lose.
You don't want it to rain on your golf leagues.
I signed up for a scratch league.
Getting your ass kicked?
It's a bunch of, it's a lot of older guys.
Yeah.
And just, oh my God.
Just whooping your ass.
Dude, they can rip it.
Yeah.
Something about that sport. It's like the older you get.
Well, they've been practicing for so long.
For 60 years.
I tell you, Kiki's got something to it. She hits it straight. As long as you hit it straight, man.
I can't believe that girl.
Yeah.
Dude, I've never seen a woman hit a ball like that.
I don't even think she's played golf 100 times yet. Isn't that nuts?
That's unbelievable.
No, not even close. I'm wondering if she has played golf maybe 50 to 75 times.
Every single time I play golf with Kiki, she steps up to the ball the first time, wham, rips it out there, 220.
Yep.
220. I'm like, okay. All right, she caught it.
Tell you what was real scary.
Here's the thing, real quick.
Yeah.
She does it again and again and again and again. The fifth time, I'm like, she's good.
If she could just find consistency, because either her drive is immaculate and then she short games it terribly, or her short game, and that's what was scary. The last time just her and I golfed, dude, she was chipping it like, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, which is wild because chipping in your iron play is not easy for a
tight triangle, man. I taught her that. Really, I showed her that just so she'd squeeze her boobs together. Yeah, but nice. It's actually making her short game pretty good.
You know,
so
I'm very impressed with her, man. Yeah. You know, anybody can tee it up and rip
well,
it out.
Well, I'm not, Doug, because she's playing as good as me some days.
I can tell when you're playing and she's keeping up with you. I look over at you and you're just kind of like,
I'm just trying to get a stroke or two ahead. If I could do that,
let's go fishing.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. Anyway, all right, let's do I hope you don't get rain on your golf. Let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. I love the start of their commercial, and you'll hear it here in just a second. If you hear that, you're screwed. Call Pump That Septic.
Yeah, your backyard probably looks like Greg's mistake and meet the parents.
Yeah. Jeez. Well, Bill Cosby got slammed on social media after referring to himself as, quote, America's dad on a Father's Day tweet. But it's a role he's apparently been playing for his fellow prison inmates.
Wait. Let's go back a second. Bill Cosby put up a tweet?
On Father's Day, Bill Cosby, probably Bill Cosby's team because he can't have phones.
That's where I was going to get to.
So it was he probably told his team, hey, put the tweet out that I'm America's dad did the pudding and the pop and the kids say the darndest things. So Cosby's rep says the disgraced funny man has a large audience in prison who come to listen to him lecture about life a few times a week. Cosby talks about leading by example, staying out of trouble and being a good father. He mostly meets with the group called Man Up, which consists of inmates due for parole. And he talks to them about getting on the right track and staying out of prison.
Wow. Dude, just think about the situation. The guy was a star his whole life.
Yep.
Had one of the biggest television shows ever.
Yep.
And now he's telling stories in prison.
I'm not saying you can't reform people, and I'm sure he is I don't know if he's asked for, you know, forgiveness on what he's done or apologized or anything like that, but he fought the accusations tooth and nail.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not good stuff.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Not good things.
No.
And now he's leading a group saying, hey, man up.
It's weird, isn't it?
It's
kind of weird. But if you think about it, compared to who he's lecturing, he's probably like the saint. You know?
Listen here, all you murderers. And
you know.
Actually, well, I'm a rapist, so I don't.
Jeez. You know, that's crazy. Yeah. Just to think of.
Not quite America's dad, but hey. Yeah. Let him do his thing. He's an old guy.
I'd probably stay off social media. You know?
How else are you going to tweet? We got OJ and Cosby on social
yeah,
media.
Yeah, what is going on?
Let's get Phil Spector on there. No. Let's get
bring them all.
What's Ed Gein doing nowadays?
Yeah. It's too bad Manson's not alive.
Oh, cripes.
You know?
Anyway, there you go. I thought this was interesting, too. We'll end with this. We just read a story, I think it was yesterday, about how in 2050, basically all meat will be fake meat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, grown meat.
Everyone is assuming that fake meat.
Lab meat
is healthier for you, but is this true? Some researchers now say that meatless burgers are just as bad for you. They point out that fake burgers are highly processed. They come from a factory instead of a farm, so a bunch of important nutrients are lost along the way. They're also loaded with fats that aren't good for you and have just as many calories as the real stuff and contain a bunch of sodium.
It'd be interesting to try one.
Should we do that on the morning show one day?
Yeah, yeah. Can we get one?
Well, not like a lab. I'm just saying like tofu burgers and, you know, all those fake.
You like tofu?
I'm indifferent when it comes to tofu. And I say that because I've had it, you know. You get, what was it, wonton soup. They got tofu in there. You eat it. It has no flavor. If you're just eating tofu, there's no flavor to it unless you add flavor to it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's soy and it just is there.
It's a weird texture. It's different.
Look, Kiki gets those turkey burgers from time to time. They're fine. There's this one Southwest turkey burger. I'm like, damn, that's a good burger.
Yeah.
It's turkey. It's still meat, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I've had a tofu burger or a veggie patty at some point. But
I just can't imagine lab meat being good. It's
hard to say. Hey, it could be a Willy Wonka thing where you get a whole Thanksgiving dinner in your mouth.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, right.
You know what I mean?
It's true.
I don't know. It's hard to say. But for me right now, there's nothing better than a nice medium rare cheeseburger. American cheese, maybe some pepper jack on there, on a bun. You got the juices running through. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Can't beat that.
But I also grew up, you know, when Dad grilled up meat, we would take bread and sop up the juices at the end. And that was the best part, man. So, I mean, that's where I'm coming from.
Not the healthiest part, but...
No. I had a heart attack when I was 5. It's fantastic. Hey!
It makes a baker's dozen,
yeah.
Pop.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what it has in store for us.
Having another heart attack.
If we can... Head! Head! We'll see if we can get our hands on some lab meat. And we'll know.
Yeah, I just imagine a little 5-year-old Brock.
Dang it!
Just a tiny little heart.
I do have some meat for you to try, though, Hunter, but it wasn't grown in a lab.
Oh, God.
It was grown in my pants.
The Morning Dub, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.